I'm here with one of our senior managers, Lee Johnston, to talk about our latest report on NHS Tayside. Lee, could you just explain what this report's all about?
This is the fourth consecutive report the Auditor General has produced on NHS Tayside, and that's a sign of the challenges it continues to face. Its purpose is to draw Parliament's attention to Tayside's poor financial position and the difficulty it's having meeting financial and performance targets.
You say in the report that real urgency is now required to tackle those issues and turn around the organisation.
Yes, since 2013, Tayside's financial position has been unsustainable. It's needed over £50 million of government loans in the last 5 years, the vast majority of which has not been repaid. The Cabinet Secretary has announced that all outstanding loans will be written off at the end of 2018-19, which reduces the pressure on Tayside to make repayments, but it doesn't address the Board's underlying financial problems.
There's been a lot of media coverage of the Board's mismanagement of e-health and endowment fund cash. How much have those decisions contributed to the challenges it's facing now?
It's certainly compounded the financial challenges the Board faces, increasing the amount of money the Board had to borrow this year.
Okay, so what exactly needs to change?
Service redesign is critical to reducing Tayside's expensive operating model and comparatively high staff costs. Historically, NHS Tayside has employed more staff, both clinical and non-clinical, than its proportional share across all boards in Scotland, and its average prescribing costs have been more expensive than other boards. Very significant efficiency savings have been made by the Board as part of their transformation plan, but few of those are long-term recurring savings that come with redesigning services and how the Health Board operates.
And you say there's also an issue with the effective leadership required to turn the situation around.
Yes, the Board continues to face significant leadership challenges. A new Chief Executive has been appointed, which is positive, but they're also the third person to hold the top post in the space of a year. And at the same time, a recruitment exercise is underway to appoint a new Health Board chair before the end of 2018-19.
You also note that errors were made relating to the departure of Tayside's former chief executive.
Yes, there were a number of errors, which are covered in more detail in the report. But overall, we found that the Board paid its former chief executive for 6 months' notice rather than the 3 months in her contract. And it's also mistakenly agreed to a payment of over £19,000 in pension contributions to cover her notice period, a sum the Board is now seeking to recover.
Finally then, what's the overall message you're giving to NHS Tayside in this report?
The Board urgently needs to set out its medium-term financial plans and how it intends to achieve service reform and further reduce its operating costs. And the Board needs effective and stable leadership to drive forward its plans for transformation. That will be vital to ensuring Tayside begins to turn a corner.
Lee, thank you very much. And if you want to read our NHS Tayside report or indeed any of our other work on Scotland's NHS, you can download it from our website audit-scotland.gov.uk.